Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our daily programme, Stars, where we interview famous people. Today in our studio, we have James White, a famous artist and illustrator who works with TV animation. Hello, James.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure being here today.
How do you set about creating something?
It depends on what I am trying to create and its intended purpose. I generally start with an idea or story in mind. Once I have a sense of what I want to communicate, I look up reference images, do research, or look at anything that could provide some sort of inspiration for me. After that, I do several loose sketches to explore different compositions, mood, and lighting that could help illustrate my idea. From there, I rough out a few colour comps before moving on to the final image.
Do you have any favourite tools?
In terms of tools, I am a very old-school, traditional kind of guy. I always prefer pencil on paper. There is just something about drawing on paper that is very satisfying, and that feeling simply cannot be duplicated digitally. I also enjoy using watercolours and gouache when it comes to painting. If I do use Photoshop, most of the time, it's just because it's quick and convenient.
What part of the creative process is the most fun and easy, and what part is the hardest?
To me, the most exciting part of the process is the beginning phase, the stage where I get to explore, experiment, and play with different ideas and compositions. This is when I have the most creative freedom and can afford to make as many mistakes as I want. By the time I get to the final stage, everything is pretty much locked in. It's just a matter of execution at that point. That being said, I think the most challenging part is also the beginning. Although it may be fun to do all those sketches and exploration, actually coming up with a decent idea that I am satisfied with is not always easy.
What is a typical day for you?
My day usually starts off with doing a morning workout, consuming a light breakfast, and mentally preparing myself for traffic before driving to work. I am currently working at Renegade Animation as a background and prop designer on the Tom and Jerry show. My job is to create the world where the story takes place, and I am fortunate to work with a team of extraordinarily talented artists who share the same passion that I have. What I really love about where I work is that everyone is very involved and collaborative.
What are some of the things you have learned from other artists who you have worked with or whose work you have seen?
One lesson I've learned is to design thoughtfully and efficiently. The TV animation industry is very demanding and fast-paced, and creating good assets that can later be reused saves production cost and time. Other lessons I have learned are the importance of always staying humble, being receptive to other ideas, and being a team player.
Do you have a long-term career goal? What is your dream project?
Career-wise, my long-term goal is to have the opportunity to art direct or be a production designer on feature films. I would also like to work on a live-action film someday and be able to build actual, real-life sets. Eventually, I hope to find the time to create my own graphic novel and make a film with a group of artists who share similar vision of telling stories that connect with different people from all walks of life.
Thank you, James. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our daily programme, Stars, where we interview famous people. Today in our studio, we have James White, a famous artist and illustrator who works with TV animation. Hello, James.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure being here today.
How do you set about creating something?
It depends on what I am trying to create and its intended purpose. I generally start with an idea or story in mind. Once I have a sense of what I want to communicate, I look up reference images, do research, or look at anything that could provide some sort of inspiration for me. After that, I do several loose sketches to explore different compositions, mood, and lighting that could help illustrate my idea. From there, I rough out a few colour comps before moving on to the final image.
Do you have any favourite tools?
In terms of tools, I am a very old-school, traditional kind of guy. I always prefer pencil on paper. There is just something about drawing on paper that is very satisfying, and that feeling simply cannot be duplicated digitally. I also enjoy using watercolours and gouache when it comes to painting. If I do use Photoshop, most of the time, it's just because it's quick and convenient.
What part of the creative process is the most fun and easy, and what part is the hardest?
To me, the most exciting part of the process is the beginning phase, the stage where I get to explore, experiment, and play with different ideas and compositions. This is when I have the most creative freedom and can afford to make as many mistakes as I want. By the time I get to the final stage, everything is pretty much locked in. It's just a matter of execution at that point. That being said, I think the most challenging part is also the beginning. Although it may be fun to do all those sketches and exploration, actually coming up with a decent idea that I am satisfied with is not always easy.
What is a typical day for you?
My day usually starts off with doing a morning workout, consuming a light breakfast, and mentally preparing myself for traffic before driving to work. I am currently working at Renegade Animation as a background and prop designer on the Tom and Jerry show. My job is to create the world where the story takes place, and I am fortunate to work with a team of extraordinarily talented artists who share the same passion that I have. What I really love about where I work is that everyone is very involved and collaborative.
What are some of the things you have learned from other artists who you have worked with or whose work you have seen?
One lesson I've learned is to design thoughtfully and efficiently. The TV animation industry is very demanding and fast-paced, and creating good assets that can later be reused saves production cost and time. Other lessons I have learned are the importance of always staying humble, being receptive to other ideas, and being a team player.
Do you have a long-term career goal? What is your dream project?
Career-wise, my long-term goal is to have the opportunity to art direct or be a production designer on feature films. I would also like to work on a live-action film someday and be able to build actual, real-life sets. Eventually, I hope to find the time to create my own graphic novel and make a film with a group of artists who share similar vision of telling stories that connect with different people from all walks of life.
Thank you, James. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.